Father, we just pray that you'd strengthen Glad right now. Lord, give her the confidence that she needs. Help her, Lord, to speak knowing that she is precious in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Go for it.
Good morning. I was born in 1948. A very auspicious year. The formation of the State of Israel. The formation of the health service. I know Israel's going from strength to strength, but the health service. I was brought up in a small village of probably half a dozen houses. There was a pub, there was a church, and there was a telephone box. I was too young for the pub, and so was my brother. The big kids wouldn't let us near the telephone box to join in their gang. So we flung ourselves into the church. I was christened as a baby into the Church of England. Used to go to church twice every Sunday for services and once for Sunday school each Sunday. We got a stamp each time we went to Sunday school, and at the end of the year you got a prize for good attendance. But the prize at the end was more important than the message, looking back on it. At 12 or 13, I can't remember which, because memory as you get older goes a bit funny. At 12 or 13, I was confirmed after a series of classes. We learned the creed by rote, but it was not a conscious decision to be confirmed. It was not an affirmation. It was what was expected of us. It was what we did as the next step in our life in the church. After the bishop had laid his hands on us and we were able to take communion with the grown-ups, that was a big thing. Oh, we've been with the grown-ups now. It was a rite of passage. I attended the church regularly and got involved in some of the church things, and I learned to ring church bells. Even though I only had to ring the treble or the tenor because I was tone deaf and couldn't tell which ones were in between. A lot of people here who sit in front of me when I'm singing will know that I am tone deaf. My parents split up when I was 17 and I left the army to help my mum because she went back to where she was born on Tyneside. My brother stayed with my auntie in Buckinghamshire and our family split up and we don't somehow seem to have come back together. My mum and I had it tough at times, and at one time I was the breadwinner, and for many years it was tough, run three or four jobs, it was keep the money coming in. It was character forming. I married in 1972, but for all the wrong reasons, looking back on it now. My mum was very domineering and I wanted to escape from my mum. I wanted independence and I wanted a home of my own. Purely selfish motives. After a very short time, I discovered that my husband was an alcoholic. He wasn't violent when he was drunk, he was just silly. But it was a strain and I could see my life going nowhere. During all this time, I was a regular churchgoer. But after 15 years, I walked away from my marriage for the same selfish reasons. And I moved into a little flat in the Jewish quarter of Gateshead. That was an eye-opening experience. I eventually managed to move out of my grotty little damp flat, and I scraped together a mortgage and got a lovely little flat with a built-in bar, not that it was ever full of drink. I went to college. I gained qualifications because my job was a case of drift from job to job because I couldn't settle. I got the qualifications, but I was still not satisfied. All was restless, drifting from job to job. Perhaps looking back, running away. Whenever there was something I wasn't happy with, I would turn and run away, walk away. I nearly walked away from this. Satan got on my shoulder on Friday and I nearly walked away. But I'm here. I've beaten Satan, I've put him behind me. But then looking back, I've always walked away. I was really happy with my life, and for a while I carried on going to church. But all the time, once she got in with the university students and got onto more secular things, heading out for the pub, and they led me astray, something terrible. A 40-year-old lady being led astray by students. I walked away from the church, and for about 30 years, I didn't go to church anymore. My excuse was, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to follow these rituals. I'm a good Christian. I do good things. I don't hurt anybody. How many times have we heard that excuse? And it is an excuse. I eventually moved away from Gateshead I was made redundant, and I wanted a better quality life where you didn't look out the window and find out whether your car wheels had gone missing or not. I moved to Scotland for a better quality life, right next to the M90. When the wind was in the east, it was not calm. Mostly, we were lucky the wind was in the west. I was still restless and couldn't settle for a job in a long period of time. And I found I was getting angry all the time. I was angry with life. I was angry with what life had put out for me. I was never satisfied. When my mum contracted cancer, that was very difficult. My mum and I had become estranged. Well, not estranged as such, but we weren't the best of friends. I used to ring my mum, and she'd say, "Oh, are you still alive then?" She was never an easy person, and we grew further and further apart. When she was in the hospital and the last week of her life, I sat beside her. She did not acknowledge me at all. I need not have been there. It was different when my brothers came. My brothers were welcomed, but my mum didn't know I was there. So hurtful. When my mum died, we'd not made any peace, and I carried that guilt, and to some extent, maybe not so much now, I still carry that guilt. But counselling made me realise it was not my fault. But I was still restless and angry and dissatisfied with my life. In 2010, I moved to Woodall Spa. It took me a long time to settle. I'd left my home, my work, my friends. But now I was retired and needed something to fill my time in. I threw myself into working for charities and got a lot of satisfaction from that. But still wasn't happy as such. I went to Lincoln as a tourist, and while in the cathedral there, I joined a service that was in progress. It was the first time I'd been in a cathedral or a church for many years. Although I didn't get the wow factor from being there and joining in the service, it made me think about going back to church again, but I didn't follow it through. Several years later, I started ringing the bells at Coningsby Church of England Church. That gave me a lot of satisfaction, and I went to a couple of services. After all that time, the words and the format were exactly the same as before. No emotion, just words, and you look around at the faces and it's empty. When Colin went away to Sheffield and he came back, And he found God again. And we talked about it. And I felt angry. So angry. Why does God make everything so awful in the world? Can't he step in and do something? Why are there so many sick and hungry in the world? There can't be a God. I denied God. I don't think in my life I had ever been so angry. Colin said it was probably Satan trying to hang on to me because there was a glimmer of hope there. I was at least talking. Once I calmed down, I saw how Colin had changed since he came to this church. That's the Baptist church here. He spoke of the fellowship with the lovely people of this church. And something was missing in my life. At Christmas, we went to a carol service at St. Peter's in Woodall. The service did nothing for me. I had no Christmas joy out of the service. I was so disappointed. In January this year, I decided to go back to the Church of England. I went to several services. I took communion. But it was the same old words, the same old ritual, and it felt that the sermon was full of words that didn't come from the heart. On another week, there was a family service, but there were no children there. The service seemed so frivolous, and it was about passing out birthday presents from a party table at the front of the church. I got so cross. I wanted to walk out, but didn't have the courage to make an exhibition of myself before leaving before the end. And anybody who knows me will know I don't like making an exhibition of myself. The last hymn was, "I am the Lord of sea and sky." The chorus is, "Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I hear you call me in the night. I will follow if you lead me. I wanted to lift my hands to the heavens and say, here I am, Lord, I'm yours." I didn't understand what happened to me. In one way, I felt there was a great weight lifting from my shoulders, but at the same time, I was so confused and very, very tearful. When I came home, I pulled this all out to Colin, and when he'd come back from church, we talked a lot, and he felt that God was speaking to me in answer to many of his and other people's prayers. I didn't know people had been praying for me. I was still very confused. Colin suggested that I talk to one of the elders. And we were invited to meet Jerry and Linda. Jerry said to me, I said, it can't be this easy. It cannot be this easy. But Jerry said, it is this easy. You just ask for forgiveness of your sins. And you accept that Jesus Christ died for you. And you come to a new life. It couldn't be that easy. But it is. The next day, I stood with my arms outstretched and I said, I believe Jesus Christ died for me. Please, Lord, accept me. Lead me in a new life. And I have found such joy and peace now in my life. Peace that I've never known before. I don't get angry unless it's with myself for doing something stupid. I can talk to my friends easily about my born again experience, my status. I prayed for the words. I even asked for special prayers for the elders for God to give me the words to say. And I can talk openly about my belief. I believe in Jesus died for me for the forgiveness of my sins. And I will go forward in a new life and I will work for God. But I feel that God's called me for a reason. He has a purpose for me. I'm waiting for him to tell me what it is that he wants me to do. Perhaps baptism is what he wants, or perhaps it's just the first step. But I want to take that first step. I feel so sure that this is what God wants of me, and this is the right time. And it's a very special day on the day of resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And that is how I came to this day. And I thank and praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.